So now, we're on. Okay, now we're starting now. Okay, thank you, Ari. So, like this. Tana Rabban, we've got a braisa. Okay, Zois Torah Sekinois. This is the law of the Kinois, of the Mesota, right? This is Milamed, so this is the Bryce is speaking now, Sha'isha, that the woman, Shoisa, she can drink Vashoina, and she can do it a second time. She can drink twice. So what does that mean? Obviously, the first time she passed the test, meaning she didn't blow up, meaning she must have been innocent, right? And then the next time she gets suspected by her husband again, and also she may drink a second time.
That's many times as she wants.
Oh, that's good. See, sit around. Thanks, girl. That's what we're going to say. That's the picture of it. So there's four variations. What's that? Shoina means a second time. Yeah, and repeat. Right? So, now, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zois, the word, when it says Zois in that posuk, yeah, is actually a limitation. It's a miut. She'eina isha, shoisa v'shoina. She cannot, right, drink a second time. Okay? But, says Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, there was an incident, the Hoyid Lefonenu, and there was a testimony before us of the following person, of Nechunya was his name, Choifa, the digger of Shikhin, of water pits. Yeah, Sha'isha, that a woman, Shoisa Vashoina, right? She can drink a second time, which goes against what Rabbi Yehuda said. But Kibalno, we accepted what...
No.
No, it was just testified about halakha, right? The kibalnu, and we accepted edusoi, so and we accepted the testimony. B'shnei anashim, this is talking about a different case. It's talking about there was two anashim. So anashim always here means the husbands. There's two husbands. Very good point. Because aval lo be'ish echad, not with one husband. Okay. We're going to explain this. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he says like this: the woman can't drink twice, but in the event she was married to two people, she could drink twice. Okay. Now, the Chumim say, "Eina isha shoyse v'shoyna." Chumim say a woman can't, right? Seeming right, bein be'isha chod, whether it's one husband, bein b'shnei anashim, whether it's with two husbands. So he disagrees on the edus of Nechunya Ish Choyfe Shichim. He's a very spare day, very good.
He digs well in the background and he knows the issue of his wisdom.
No, he's so well. So let's look at Rashi. Very good, Avram. That was good. Let's look at the Rashi. Look at the last Rashi. B'shnei anashim. Look at this. Yeah. Im. He's a very famous guy. You know, there's a whole. I was actually listening to this morning. There's a Gonata. There's a whole. He's very famous. Don't mess. B'shnei anashim with two anashim, right? Look at the last Rashi though. Yeah. Im meiz balazeh shishka, right? So the first husband died, who had already given her to drink. Yeah. B'niseis la'acher, and then she got married to a second guy. V'kinola. Right, and he did kinui to her, v'hi nistera. Now here it says v'kibalnu edusoi, we accepted the testimony. Yeah, shel nechunya shiashkena asheni, the second one should give her to drink. Okay, fine. We'll stop there on that Rashi. Now, Tanak. Right. So back to the Gemara. Right, four lines up. The Tanakama who said it sounded like that she doesn't that she does drink twice. Sorry, Tanakama says she does drink twice. Yeah, the Tanakama Nami Ksiv Zos. It says Zos, which is reduces. Yeah, so she should say that she cannot drink twice. And Rabbanan Basrai. The Basrai means the later Rabbanan, is the Chumim, which said basically sounds like you can never drink twice. Nami Haksiv Toras. It says Toras, which indicates that you can drink a second time. So what's going on? So here Rava's going to explain everything. Amar Rava, right? There's four cases. So on that thing I showed you, there's four cases. I did it in levels of basically the top is most like what you, everyone agrees in the top case that she's not going to drink twice. And then it's more, as it goes down, it's more likely that she can drink. Okay, so Amar Rava, Bi Ish Echad, that's the top row, yeah? Uboil Echad, right? So I just drew it with right, one, right? The guy on the right is the husband. The woman, she looks a bit Muslim, but she's Jewish. But she's the woman, she drinks, right? The question is, can she drink twice? And the guy on the left is the boyel. Okay, so he, first time he got her to, right, he was mekana her, and she went into Sira, and he took her to the base of Mikdash, and she drank the liquid, and she didn't pop. Even after 3 years, she was still totally fine. And then later on, yeah, he does the same thing again. So there we would say, basically we're going to say, the problem's with the guy. He's a jealous husband, and we don't believe him, or maybe it's because they're a Kosovo, but whatever. We're going to bring Sephora into this at the end. I don't know if there's any Sephora right over here. It's just because they're a Kosovo, but let's leave that to Rebbe Yehuda at the end. Okay, now. So Amarav Abishai Chod Boy Lechad Kuli Abul Pligi. The Ain Isha Shoyis of a Shoyna. That a person doesn't Shoyis of a Shoyna. Okay, Dichsiv, because it says Zos. Right, Zos is coming to tell you that she does not drink a second time. Now, the other extreme now we're going to, yeah? B'shnei Anoshim, so this is the last column, yeah? B'shnei Anoshim, that means, Anoshim means husbands, two husbands, and Shnei Boilim, and two Boilim, yeah? The Chuliyama Lo Pligi, right? Everyone agrees, yeah? The Isha, Shoyis of a Shoyne, she could drink a second time. Oh, so I just explained this picture. I drew the far right guy indicates the first husband who died, right? His fine, and then so the first husband gave her to drink and everything, and she was innocent, and then he died, so now she's on the market again for and then so someone else marries her, yeah, and then he also, right,
the same boy.
Oh no, we're gonna say good, that's good, we're not speaking about, but in this case everyone agrees Dichsiv Toras, this is the most likely case that she was, I suppose. Okay, we'll see. Because when we get to Rebbe Yehuda, keep Ligi. When they argue, yeah, the cases left are the two middle cases.
Sorry, why does the word Torahs implies that she can drink first and second?
Oh. That was it. It was a ribbui. We said so. The word Torahs indicates that she can drink twice. That's where we started off, right? So keep Ligi. When they argue, is Be'ish Echad or Shnei Boilim? With that case. So that's the second row, right? Or b'shnei anoshim or boil echad, or with two husbands and one adulterer. Okay, now, so how are we going to work out? Tanakama, Sava, Toras. So Tanakama says he's the one that seems to basically say that most people drink. He's the most, lots of drinking, twice. Tanakama, Sava, Toras, l'rabui kulhi, all. I don't know if it was all of the cases. Toras basically says, you know, they always drink twice. Yeah, but you have a miut of Zos, is lemiute, it's gonna just mamayit one case. Lemiute ish echad uboil echad. Right, just the top case. Right, and the Rabban and Basrai are gonna... What's that?
So
I'm gonna leave that, that's a good question. We're gonna leave that to Rebbe Yehuda to speak out the Sforas. I don't know if there's any Sforas according to these, but that's for whatever reason, okay? The Rabban and Basrai, yeah, are the, right, they hold, so they're the ones who basically sound, it's basically she's never drinking, yeah? They sovereign, Zois Lemuti Kuli, that Zois comes to tell you that in all cases, she's not going to drink twice. But when it says Toras, is Lerubuye the most, the case which you would think most likely to drink twice, is Shnei Onoshim or Shnei Boilim, the last case. Now we're going to get...
Maybe the second boil, the first boil is the same, it happened.
It could be.
That's why it's possible.
Yeah, no, because if she was innocent, then he could marry her. Yeah. True. Well, we're going to speak about this for very good. That's interesting. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda's this case? He says he zois is lemiuti tarti. We've got the word zois excludes two, and Torah lerubuye lerubois tarti. Basically, it's very balanced, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We've got on one hand, we've got something that excludes, on the other hand, we've got something that includes. So we say we split it fairly, right? So we'll exclude two and include two. Okay. And Zois Lemuti Tarti. Oh, sorry, so no. Right, Zois Lemuti Tarti. So which ones do we exclude? So let's look at Rashi now then. And then we'll just finish it off. Now, Rebbe Yehuda. You see the Rashi of Rebbe Yehuda over here? Rebbe Yehuda is the last Rashi of the Perek. Okay, Rebbe Yehuda. Svirale Vechule. To Acha Shariba Akosov. Since the Torah included umiyat, and it also excluded velo piresh ma riba or ma miyat, it didn't tell you what to do. It just right. We include some cases and we exclude some cases. Yeah. Al kocha, you must say lo mosra nakosav, the Torah handed over to el lechachomim, to the chachomim, leforesh lecha, to explain to you lefi chachmasam, according to their wisdom, ma riba or ma miyat. So this is left up to the svara of the chachamim. So now we're going to explain a little bit of the svara over here, yeah? A mistavra. So we know the... Right, mistavra de rabuya ashnei onashim kai. The rabuya that you drink twice is going on two husbands. Okay, so that's the bottom two cases. When you've got two husbands, but afilu b'boil echad, and even with the one adulterer, yeah, v'lo ashnei boilim b'boil echad. Well, I just lost myself. Again, I'm going back from Mistabra. Mistabra de Rabuya, Ashnei Onoshim Kai, Afil Babal Echad. Okay, oh, very good. A not, the lowest Ashnei Boilim, not with two adulterers, Ubal Echad, and one husband, right? Oh, why? So this is as far over here. De Kivan de Kinolakavar. So whenever you got one husband, yeah, this is suspicious. Seeing as he's already done kinnery to her, the nimtzeis nikiya, and she was innocent, right? Nira hadava, it seems, she adam kantran. It seems that the problem's with the husband, yeah? He's the guy who's he's argumentative, and he's a jealous guy, who? Mischavein lahaknita, and he's trying to get her angry, right? Hilchach, so therefore she goes and shows him, and she goes in seclusion with that guy. She never did anything, because she's a good wife, but she says, you know, I'm just going to, you know. So Hilchach, lo shna michshad rishon, so therefore there's no difference between the first suspected guy, meaning we're talking about one husband. She was angry with her husband, yeah, and he said, he's very jealous, and he says, don't speak to your, right, yeah, to your brother, right? She's like, well, this guy's a man, right? So she goes and says, I'm ignoring him. She goes to speak to his brother, right? And then later, you know, and then she gets proved innocent, yeah, in the base of Mikdash. So the husband says, you know what? He lets her go with the brother. Then he says, don't speak to your uncle, right? And then she says, well, this guy's crazy. And she goes and speaks to her uncle. So obviously it's the guy. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. So I'm just going to read Rabbi Yehuda again and we'll finish. Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, Zois Lemute Tarti, it's coming to exclude Tarti, which you can't drink again. Yeah. And Torus Lemute Tarti is going to include two, right? Zois Lemute Tarti that you can't drink. So we're always talking about with one husband. And the husband's got the problem, right? Ish Echad or Boyel Echad, right? For sure this is the most. Right, so now, according to this, what Rashi explains, it makes sense, right? This guy is a jealous guy. He basically already did kinnery and stira for this guy. She was innocent. And now, yeah, he does it again. Now, And also, Ish Echad Shnei Boilim. And so too, Ish Echad Shnei Boilim, that was the case with the brother and the uncle, which you just said, yeah. Now, Toiras is the Rabiwi Tarti, is to include two Tarti, yeah. Shnei Anoshim and Boil Echad, right? There's two husbands and one Boil. And Shnei Anoshim and Shnei Boilim, and two Anoshim and two Boilim. Hadrilach, higher maybe. Yeah.